teaching that comes, especially in St. John's Gospel and First Epistle, that the love and obedience are just inseparable. They're really synonymous. And the thought of it is really quite simple. I don't think we normally think of obedience as maybe something we do grudgingly. If I have to, we especially have this image of maybe a rebellious child just being forced by his parents to be obedient at the threat of some terrible punishment. But the idea of obedience really goes back to the garden, where God put a tree in the garden and said, you can eat of everything as much as you want, have fun. But don't eat of this tree. And the reason is very simple, because there had been opportunity for Adam and Eve to say, Lord, I love you more than I love figs. I have to be able to be obedient. I have to be able to say, not my will, but your will be done. That's ultimately what love is. I'm not choosing for myself. I'm bowing, submitting, emptying my will to you as a gift to you, to unite my will to your will, to have a little glimpse of synergy. So in this sense, obedience and love both require another, a person to give myself to. And in the giving of myself to that person, I'm obedient to them, I love them. So it transcends any notion of harshness or punishment or whatever it might be. St. John says in his epistle, perfect love casts out all fear. So if we really have this sense of our Lord's commandments and obedience to them as this offering of ourselves to him, it's really a very beautiful image of love. And of course, we had it in both of the Gospels from St. John today, and it's sprinkled all throughout his Gospels, that that's how our Lord himself lived his life. He lived in obedience to his Father. And it was a continual expression of his love for his Father. So we're not called into any kind of a life that isn't simply the life of the Holy Trinity. Not just a life which, okay, our Lord did it, so we have to live it too. But no, it's what life is. And so this very beautiful expression is given to us, and the Church gives us these very concrete ways to implement it. Simple and easy. This one is fasting, just like Adam and Eve in the garden. We fast on certain days of the week. We have a calendar. Someone called me this week and wanted to speak about fasting to a new convert, and he said, I have this calendar. Tells me what I can eat, what I can't eat, but I don't understand it. Like, why am I doing this? What's the point? So I told him this very simple thing, this is what I just said to him. So you can say, God, I love you more than I love meat, or I love you more than I love you more than I love cheese. It's really that simple. So we can practice a fast, the calendar fast, the canonical fast is given to us simply so we can tell God that we love him more than the things of this world, and we can practice doing it. So that when we get in other circumstances, like I'd like to gossip about someone or slander someone or dishonor those who have been placed in authority over me in government or in the church, there's an awful lot of that going on now. I can say, oh, to be obedient to God, it's not about being obedient to this or that person, it's primarily, first and foremost, about being obedient to God, then I honor those that he's placed over me. So I'm not going to speak ill of them. I'm not going to let this anger and bitterness sort of eat away at me in my heart, because I love God. If we practice the simple ways in which God gives us to show him that we love him and have obedience, like fasting, we'll find the ripple effects in other areas of our life, like the use of our tongue and honoring of our authorities, handling things like envy or jealousy that crop up in our life, vainglory, and the different ways in which we say to God, Lord, I love this thing in this world more than I love you. I love my image and what other people think of me more than I love you. I love my good ideas and my clever speech. Or I love my hobbies, job, even my spouse or my children more than you. I love to know what the latest news is, so I have to check the internet all the time to find out what the latest news is. All of these things are fine things to do, but there are ways in which they can become our substitute gods. And so, if we practice in the simplest ways possible being obedient to God, then our heart will be pricked when it is that we're starting to put some other item in that place, an idol, a God substitute. And in this way, little by little, we'll learn how to love people as well as to love God. Loving people is in a way being obedient to them, but it's a little bit misleading to say that because there's all kinds of unhealthy relationships that are in our world, all kinds of abusive relationships and codependent relationships. And if we are rightly related to God, so fully and beautifully, those harmful relationships will not harm us, even if it means we'll be martyred. We'll do so in the sense that our Lord was martyred. He gave his life up. It wasn't taken from him. And you can see that in the joy, the offering that the martyrs have in going to their martyrdom. So they were able to genuinely love others, even in obedience to getting their heads chopped off, going willfully to their own destruction. But not because they were in some kind of an abusive relationship, but because they were so totally given over to love of God that the things of this world had fallen away in their importance. So first and foremost, we love God, and then we'll discern how it is that that love will manifest itself in other relationships. It says, we love because God first loved us. And so we have to experience that love of God for us, that communion, that union with Him. And then we will be able to express that love to others in a way that is healthy for the relationship and transcends the kind of ways in which ego enters into our relationship with one another. So anyways, this is a great theme, a beautiful theme of St. John in his writings, and a great gift to us because our Lord himself says that the greatest commandment is love of God with the entirety of our being, and the second is like it, is to love our neighbors ourselves. And St. Paul says the whole law is summed up in this notion of love, and St. John tells us God is love. And so what we have today is how that was fleshed out very practically in simple obedience, in the simplest ways, without neglecting even the smallest things. Obedience to our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, and then that love will overflow into the lives of those that God puts in front of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.